Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being our guest today on Let's Face the Issue. We're looking forward to this journey together as we face the issues we're going to be talking about today. Impeachment for doing right. Impeachment for doing right. That's exactly what we see taking place with the president today. Being impeached for doing that which is right. Ladies and gentlemen, get on your telephones and call others to join you in this broadcast today. We're looking forward to having you give your input, dialogue, and discussion. It is an ominous time in which we're living in, and I believe we need to, as Christians and conservatives, listen up and listen up well. And as we face the issues, let me remind us once again, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. What does the Word of God say? How would God have us to respond in these dismal, dark, devastating days that we find ourselves living in today? Where do we turn? We should turn to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the Bible. That is the best source book for truth. That is the best place to turn in time of question, in time of facing issues. Some call them difficulties and problems. I simply call them issues. We're all faced with issues. How do we handle them? Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:66, Jesus said, "I am truth." And to give a declarative statement, a definitive statement, in answering the question that you may have, what is truth? Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible word of God, truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell a number of years ago that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And you find that to be fact today, especially when it gets into the political arena and what you find in the Washington Beltway with the way truth is bounded about and mishandled. If you don't believe that, watch Nancy Pelosi as she tries to stand and be somber. She tries to stand and put on the face of seriousness, and you realize what a phony, what a sham that's taking place in Washington today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals that's looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of landscape and lawn care equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional in that field. Tools for Time carries hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all your questions about backup power and landscape equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, where is that located? Located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, right at the home of the gigantic flag. You'll find a 165-foot flagpole with a gigantic U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flag. At the base of that flag, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, impeachment for doing right. Let me just ponder for you a moment. What if you're doing you in a job, you're in a position, profession, you've been hired by a corporate entity, and you are doing the job that is by the playbook, if you will, as to how the job is to be carried out, the policy and procedures, and you're doing that, and you get fired for simply doing what the policy and procedure manual says that you are to do. Well, that's exactly what we see taking place with President Donald J. Trump. For you see, we have our Constitution, and the Constitution sets forth the office of president, what he can do and what he cannot do, and how it should be carried out. And ladies and gentlemen, when we elected President Donald J. Trump, we didn't elect a politician. We didn't elect one that's going to make you a promise based on the crowd that's being spoken to at the time. You can watch all of the almost two dozen socialist, Marxist, Democratic presidential wannabes, and depending on the crowd that they have, depending on the audience, they give the speech based on what they think the hearers want to hear. And President Trump didn't do that. President Trump said what he was going to do, and since he's been in office, he's been carrying out his commitments, his promises, to the citizens of the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, we as Americans, as all Americans today, let me just simply say this in a somber, sad, serious tone. We all need to be saddened and concerned and prayerful today because of the state of affairs in Washington. We need to be saddened today and serious in our prayers before God, asking God to intervene in the things that's taking place in Washington as relates to our president. You see, the socialist, Marxist, Democrats just announced that they're filing two articles of impeachment against the president. Two articles of impeachment. Some might say, well, that's just two articles, you know. On some other occasions, it might have been 10, 12, 13 things that could have been found in some of the other cases in history past. But the two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of justice, or obstruction of Congress, they're calling it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, just for the curiosity that it would gin up, find for me in the Constitution the term obstruction of Congress. It doesn't exist. That is not a regulation in our Constitution. But they've charged him with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And the charges stem, ladies and gentlemen, from what? What are these charges stemming from? Let me just say this very succinctly and very carefully to reiterate what I have stated in broadcast past and what we need to recognize today with these somber, serious, grave charges being levied against our president. What has he done? Ladies and gentlemen, he's protected the American borders. He has lowered taxes, and by the way, with the protection of the American borders. He has taken seriously the responsibility of having a secure border. If we're going to be a sovereign nation, we cannot just allow the borders to be a sieve where anybody that wants to come into the nation can. And the socialist, Marxist, Democrats believe that there needs to be no borders. In fact, some of the candidates, present and past candidates, socialist, Marxist, Democrats running for president, have said that not only would they open the borders, but they would take down all walls, portions of the walls. All of them would come down as a result of his their being elected, if they were to be elected. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has lowered the taxes for all Americans. He's protected our freedom of speech. He has protected and secured our religious liberties. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but as a Christian and a conservative, I am grateful, thankful to President Trump that May 15th, 2017, he signed an executive order preventing the IRS from continuing to harass and intimidate pastors in America, because under the 501c ruling, based on the Lyndon Baines Johnson as a senator having a rider on a transportation bill that was then to be enforced by the IRS, where a pastor, preacher, teacher in a Christian church could not stand in the pulpit and say anything about a political movement, a political candidate, a political election that was taking place. It had preachers across America intimidated. Many of them used it as a sham excuse for not preaching the truth and standing on the whole counsel of God. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say before, and may I at this juncture reintroduce the thought, as unusual as it might sound to some, God created the home. God created government. He created the church, and he did so in that order. He created the home that we might reproduce and raise up children that would honor God, that would serve and submit to him. He gave us government, that according to Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 7, is designed by God as being a servant of God. A servant of God. The first act of government was found in Genesis, the 9th chapter, where God set down the law, if you take a life, you're going to give your life. Capital punishment was originated in Genesis, the 9th chapter. So, ladies and gentlemen, simply put, what has President Trump done that would be so erroneous and so wrong that it would warrant impeachment? He's protected American borders. He's building the fence. He's lowered the taxes. He's protected the freedom of speech. He's protected and secured our religious liberties. He's protected our Second Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, had Hillary Rodham Clinton gone in office, we would have today the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. Some call it the Castle Doctrine in the state of Florida. It is the right to protect the family. It is the right to for an individual to have a weapon, and our founding fathers realized the potentiality of a rogue government coming against the citizens, and the citizens needing a way to protect themselves against the rogue government, and gave us the Second Amendment. Had Hillary Rodham Clinton gone in office, we would have no Second Amendment rights today. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has been heavily involved in building the border wall, as he called it in his campaign for election, a tall, beautiful wall. He's building the wall, and he's not had any cooperation from Congress whatsoever. The socialist Marxist Democrats have tried to block him at every turn of the road to prevent the wall from being built. It's going up slowly but surely, carrying out his commitment to do so. Unemployment is the lowest in history. We have more people working today than at any given time in history. Ladies and gentlemen, manufacturing jobs are coming back to America. Yet for doing what is right, that which is lawful, our president is now being persecuted and prosecuted with articles of impeachment. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article by DeRoy Murdoch. He's a one that does research and writing. He's with the National Review. He says Trump is facing impeachment for a lawful act. Impeachment will end up hurting Democrats more than President Trump, Fox News commentator DeRoy Murdoch says. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, has announced that the Democrats will draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. Pelosi could not have sounded more ominous. She insinuated that Trump is like an oppressive monarch or a king president, she warned. And it will, if allowed, a president to be above the law. We do so surely at the peril of our republic, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm fascinated that the socialist Marxist Democrats are now referring to the founding fathers, referring to the Constitution, and referring to this as a republic, when historically they've called it a democracy. They've spurned the Constitution. They have thrown the Constitution in the garbage can when it comes to things that really, really count, and that is the president having the responsibility to protect national security and the sovereignty of a nation. They've spurned that. They've rejected that. They've cast the Constitution in the trash. This writer further says, in a largely overlooked portion of his testimony, one of the Democrats' star witnesses stated that the National Security Council found that the 55-day pause in the U.S. military aid to Ukraine is and was lawful, end quote. There was an opinion, legal opinion, rendered that the hold was legal, Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vitterman told the House Intelligence Committee on November the 19th. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demise, if I can be bold enough to use that term, we're watching the demise of our constitutional republic at the hands of the socialist Marxist Democrats that are trying to tear down and destroy what God has done. I believe, and I've said since November 2016 when President Trump was elected, I believe he was placed in office by divine intervention of God. God doesn't make errors. God doesn't make mistakes. And as a result of President Donald J. Trump coming in as a professional, as a businessman, with the idea of draining the swamp, he's found that it's a sewer. It is a shadow government that he took over the reins of the government. And in doing so, 4,100 embedded bureaucrats that hated and still hates Donald J. Trump. ladies and gentlemen, we need to be reminded that the Bible warns us that there will be days like this. In Isaiah, the 5th chapter, the Bible says there ought to be, and the word woe is found in Isaiah chapter 5 over and over and over. The word woe from the Hebrew text means calamity, calamity. And it talks about calamity coming when the day will come when right will be called wrong and wrong will be called right. And ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are today. The socialist Marxist Democrats have been calling for President Trump's impeachment since he became the candidate for the office. After he became the official nominee, before he was sworn in, they were screaming, impeach him, impeach him. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment.
It's interesting to see how some of these things began. We need to realize that John Brennan and Jim Comey absolutely detest President Trump. And at the very beginnings, when you have plants, you're going to hear, especially with this Durham report, I believe you're going to hear the name Mifsud, and that's going to be kind of a key component. He was the one that had communications with Papadopoulos, and all of a sudden, now this dude's an FBI or CIA plant, okay? He's the one that engaged Papadopoulos, and you're going to find that it was orchestrated, the entire thing, to create a set-up Russian connection so they could say, well, now we need to investigate. And even the dossier that was supposedly legit, as they file these FISA court requests, the dossier was the key part. But the dossier, we know, was fake and fraud and set up from the very beginning. It's amazing how these folks are now screaming about influence in our elections, but they say nothing about the millions of dollars from the Clinton and the DNC campaign that went to fund this Steele dossier. And Steele was a foreigner. And the money that he got, he used to pay off folks in Russia. So Russian informants, Russian agents, helped create a phony dossier on Trump that then spent 2.5 years of investigation, the Mueller investigation, $40 million the entire time, a cloud over the President of the United States' head. This is absolutely absurd. And if we go back to those very beginnings, we find that it was poisonous. It was fraud from the very beginning. That everything that followed is fruit from the poisonous tree. Literally everything that followed is worthless. Where does President Trump go to get 3 years of his presidency back? That's what I want to know. What court is going to give him 3 years of his presidency back because they've been stolen?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take a brief moment to introduce to you the one that we're speaking with today. We have, when I say we, notice we, my bride warns me, said, don't say it's your son, it's our son. So we have four sons, and one of them is Greg Youngblood, and Greg is on the line with us today that we're going to have a discussion about these issues. Greg is one that loves the Lord, knows the Word, serves the Lord in his church up in the mountains of Tennessee, and at the same time has a great knowledge and in-depth handle on political affairs. Greg, and if I can take a moment to brag on you for our listeners, Greg holds a degree in ecclesiastical jurisprudence, which includes constitutional law and theological training. And I'm thankful that that linked with a relationship to Jesus gives him a passion, an interest and wisdom and a passion for these political issues. I am thankful that he's available to take time out of his schedule today that we can talk about these things. Greg, thank you for taking the time that we can talk with our listeners today about the facts as they are in relationship to this fraudulent attempt to overthrow a constitutionally elected president with 63 million votes, and I believe it was 304 electoral college votes that placed him in office. Wannabe Clinton had, I think it was 226, 227 electoral votes, and President Trump had 304, if I'm not mistaken, that placed him in office. But Greg, thank you for being with us today. And as we take the balance of this broadcast today to talk about these issues, and I want us to trickle down, as I call it, with the inverted pyramid, with the broader trickling down to the more narrow and what is taking place. I'm looking at an article here. It says the Democrat star witness obsession with impeachment exposed. In his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, Harvard Law professor Noah Feldman declared under oath that he was an impeachment skeptic until July the 25th, that call between President Trump and the Ukraine president at the center of the Democratic impeachment inquiry. However, in a Vice magazine article, May 2017, notice the date, noted Charlie Kirk in a tweet, Feldman said that Trump had committed impeachable acts. And then I could go down further to a voluminous article where this same Feldman, the one that was supposed to be the star witness for the Socialist Marxist Democrats and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and their attempt to railroad the president out of office, supposedly unbiased constitutional professors, all four of them, Greg, and you can validate and speak to this, all four of those witnesses were Socialist Marxist Democrats. One of them had contributed a little over $5,000 to Hillary Clinton's campaign, others up into the thousands, as well as all four of them having voted for Hillary Rodham Clinton, and yet they were supposed to be witnesses, unbiased, because they're constitutional attorneys. One of them, the female attorney, a rabid sodomite, self-identified as a lesbian, hates President Donald J. Trump. Even her own testimony on other events said that she would not even walk down the sidewalk where she had to pass in front of a Trump hotel or motel. And so I find it disingenuous from the whole start of this, Greg, as you just mentioned, the fruit of the tree that was wretched and rotten to begin with is now bearing fruit in a different fashion, because for 2.5 years, almost 3 years, they've cast dispersion and doubt on the Trump administration. Here's an article that says U.S. Attorney Durham objects to the IG findings on Russia probe origins in a stunning statement. We'll look at that a little later. Greg, do you believe there's a nexus between the Russian collusion charges and attempts to undermine and destroy the president and the Mueller report and what we find in the so-called Ukrainian fiasco?
Well, a couple of things. Chuck Schumer had it right when he said, don't mess with the intelligence community. They have 7 ways to Sunday to get you back.
That's right.
And they do. We see that these things have flowed out of the FBI and the CIA, John Brennan, Jim Comey, both hating Donald Trump. That is the kind of the nucleus of your deep state, because they're controlling the flow of information. They're controlling national security things. They're right in bed with the Department of Justice. They can make or break. They can destroy someone or raise someone up. And we see how every time they make a mistake, and they, the 17-0 oopses that they made, according to this IG report, all those oops, we didn't tell the whole truth, oops, we misstated this fact, all those oopses went against Trump. Now, when you have a stack of oopses, accident mishaps, and they all go against one person, that is bias. It's like a person said recently, when the forceps are found stitched up inside the body, we don't need to have a hearing as to whether or not there was a malpractice. We know there's malpractice because forceps are still inside the body and they're not supposed to be there. We see all this evidence of abuse by these folks in power. Now, step back in time in the 2016 election, 97% by Department of Justice employees went to Hillary Clinton. If there's not a deep state, explain that to me. Also, Department of Justice. Department of State, it was 99% of political contributions from employees within the Department of State went to Hillary Clinton. That, folks, to me, is evidence that we have bias, evidence of a deep state. All these folks lining up, every single one of them, handpicked by your rabid leftist, Schiff, Nadler, Pelosi, all of them, extremely left-leaning. Of course, you mentioned the four attorneys that took the stage. All four of them supported Hillary Clinton. I think they have pictures of one of them crying at the election night events because Hillary didn't win. That is what the left calls fair and balanced. I love what we're seeing from one perspective because it's how rabid these Democrat leftist socialists truly are. They do not give any fair hearing to one with whom they disagree. Now, if they can do this to the president of it, who are you? Can you stand against that wind when it blows? Who are you? Who am I? Who can stand against a deep state that says, you know what, you're our enemy, and we will destroy you? We don't care how much we have to tear down and destroy. We will destroy you. That's what we're seeing today out of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. And one this morning I watched as Nancy Pelosi was giving the statement, and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff, about the two articles of impeachment that they're charging the president with, and had seven people standing there on the platform with them as they were speaking. And one of them was Congressman Waters, since he was sworn in, she's been at saying, impeach 45, impeach 45. And now they're trying to bring that about. In fact, Al Green, Congressman Al Green from Texas, Representative Green, said that, if this doesn't work, we can do it again. He said, nothing in the Constitution that limits the number of times you can impeach a president. Here's the title. Here's the article. Democrat already eyeing second impeachment for president, maybe even a third. A vehemently anti-Trump member of Congress from Texas, a Democrat, says he wants President Trump impeached now. And if the Senate doesn't convict, the expected result in a chamber with a majority of the Republicans, Representative Al Green wants Trump to be impeached again. And he said, maybe even again. He quote, the Constitution allows the president to be impeached, a president more than once. If we impeach now for one issue that we dearly should, then we find the president has other issues that merit impeachment. We can impeach him again, end quote. He was dumb enough to say that on the open floor of the House. And that gives you an idea of the whole mindset behind this whole apparatus that's taking place today, that's the attempt to impeach the president. We find that it is egregious. Greg, let me just insert this thought for us to talk about for our listeners to understand. Why should Christians be concerned about this that's taking place against our president? Why should we be concerned? Why do I even have this broadcast about it? What is the need? Why is the need for we as believers to be involved in the moral ethical standards of our governance and what the Bible says in relationship to government being a steward, a servant of God? Why should we be concerned?
One of the first things that jumps out at me in the scripture would be we're to be watchmen on the wall. When we see evil coming, you have to proclaim it. Of course, the ultimate evil being death and hell out in the future if you don't know the Lord Christ. That's the ultimate. However, when you see death and destruction, when you see harm coming down the pike, then we as believers should stand up and speak up so as to give a warning to the people. There's also the fact that there are six things that the scripture says the Lord hates. Even an abomination says, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Does that talk to the abortion industry? Does that talk to the entire stinking Democratic Party supporting abortion? If you're a believer and you're voting for someone within the Democratic Party, I want you to ask yourself, is it good that you're supporting hands that shed innocent blood, knowing that the Lord hates those things? It goes on and says, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. We're seeing a little bit, and we just about point by point by point show you how these things are exactly what we see taking place in the political realm today in D.C., in the Beltway. It is the highest form of evil I have countenanced in my entire life.
You're exactly on target. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue Let's Face the Issues today.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.